South Africans are being warned that it's a criminal offence to refuse isolation if you've been diagnosed with COVID-19. Now, you may remember we had a conversation with Gauteng Health MEC Bandile Masuku late yesterday evening about a Gauteng family that absconded from doctors after two of them tested positive for the virus. So what happened in that case was, I think it was the mother and the daughter who were found to be positive for the virus, and the father promptly left and refused treatment. And government had to go to court in the early hours of the morning to force the family into quarantine once they were located, and it was only about 12 hours later that the SAPS was actually able to find them. So it's a very serious thing indeed. Teto Mahlakwana is exploring this for us. Teto, hi. What does the law actually say around a patient's refusal to go into quarantine?
Know that it's quite a critical time for everybody in the country currently, and each and everyone's responsibility or behavior, you know, impacts that of the next. So there's legislation in place which was passed in 2017 that, of course, protects the rest of the country from those individuals who are, you know, affected by the virus but still have some sort of apprehension about being admitted and about being isolated. So the consequence is exactly this, Jan, that you will be prosecuted if you do not want to undertake this process in the interest of the rest of the country. You will face up to 10 years in prison if you do not want to consent to getting your you know, the necessary specimens that the doctors or the healthcare practitioners may seek from you, or even just, of course, in this particular case, flee from the health facility itself. While the departments themselves can approach the court to enforce the regulations, you know, in the Health Act, there's still the need for South Africans, for those who find that they've been, you know, affected by the virus, to heed the fact that, indeed, even if they do not want to undertake the necessary steps, there's actually legislation compelling them to do so. Of course, all of this has to be balanced with these individuals' rights to freedom and, of course, and other human rights. But at the core of it is the responsibility to the rest of South Africa, because we know that this is an infectious virus which spreads and spreads rapidly. And the last thing that, you know, you need is people out there who should be isolated, who should be in quarantine and affecting everyone else in society.
Yes. I mean, you've made the point that the regulations have to look at other constitutional requirements like the full respect for people's rights and freedoms. But it must be tough at times to know how this is going to be balanced with the health risks, Teto.
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, even going through the regulations today in the Health Act, it was quite an enlightening moment for me as well. It's quite extensive, Joanne. They are not bullying anyone. They are not saying that all of your rights are stripped away from you. They even, you know, gone to break down that you do have the right, of course, to go to court if you feel that there's something that is greater than, you know, having the health facilities extract blood from you. We know that there are people who's religious observances, of course, do not allow them to have blood drawn from them, and that could be their argument. So there's also that you have the right to go and challenge this. But then the question is, while you do this after, for example, you've been confirmed to be positive and have COVID-19, what then happens in the process of you running around and be getting into contact with others while you challenge this in a court of law? So there's all of those issues which, of course, get now balanced by the declaration of a state of national disaster. Now, this is quite, you know, timely in that there's always then the enforcement that helps these particular regulations by virtue of there being this restrictions that have been set to say that, but we are in a state of disaster, you have the responsibility to adhere to everything else, and of course this right that you may enjoy of challenging when we say that you are carrying a certain condition that requires that you be, you know, confined to a space, that somehow this should be suspended for the time being in the interest of the rest of the country. So it's going to be a number of legislations that work in conjunction, but, you know, at the core of it being the protection of the rest of the country and being the protection of the infected persons themselves, because the longer you take to get the necessary care, that does not only affect those who may be around you as a carrier, but also you in many other ways.
Thank you so much for explaining that to us so well, Teto Mahlakwana, our EWN reporter, focusing on the legalities around refusing any kind of treatment in regard to coronavirus.